Native Americans in Arizona won the right to vote in 1948. It wasn't until decades later, though, 1976, that they got open access to the polls thanks to a U.S. Supreme Court decision. Even today, Native voters in Arizona and around the country face some unusual barriers when it comes to voting. Carrie Young from member station KJZZ reports.
A freeway exit number and directions to a convenience store were all I had to find Lori Riddle's house. She doesn't have a standard address. Riddle lives on the Gila River Indian community in central Arizona. The reservation spans almost 600 square miles, and much of it is rural.
We're used to giving directions out here is by landmarks. There's a tree. There's two trees. There's a big bush with purple flowers on it.
Not having an address is actually pretty common for many people who live on Native American reservations in this country. And while Riddle laughs now, when it comes to voting, it has caused some serious problems at the polls when the description of her address on her voter registration doesn't always match county voter rolls.
They've tried to turn me away on a few occasions, even though they knew me.
And it's not just a lack of standard addresses. The size of some reservations can also make it hard to vote.
On the Tohono Nation, you're talking about 2.8 million acres, where your nearest polling place could be up to 10, 15 miles away from where you live.
Jason Chavez is from the Tohono Nation south of Tucson. According to census data, about 1 in 5 people on the reservation don't have access to a car, so that distance can be a deal-breaker. Chavez used to work for the county recorder's office and spent a lot of time in 2014 trying to solve problems like this, including manning mobile early voting sites.
I was traveling in a beat-up old Ford Explorer from the county fleet, traveling to different areas on the nation, making sure that people had access to a polling place or an early voting site.
Beyond complications that arise from living in rural areas, access to language translation is also a concern because mail-in ballots in Arizona are not translated into native languages.
If you're a Navajo speaker or an Apache speaker or an Otom speaker and you need language assistance, the only way that you're really getting that is if you go to the polls on election day.
Patty Ferguson Bonney is the director of the Indian Legal Clinic at the Arizona State University School of Law.
People don't all have access to the internet or phones or even electricity. And so when we make laws, we're not thinking about how does this impact rural Arizona.
Since Native Americans were granted the right to vote, there have been close to 100 lawsuits filed across the country regarding unequal access to polls.
We're the first people of the United States, and when people face these roadblocks, sometimes they're not empowered. And we want to empower people. We're a democracy.
Ferguson Bonney says when it comes to open access to polls in Native communities, our country still has a long way to go. But she adds things are at least moving in the right direction. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Young, reporting from Casablanca, Arizona.
I'm Renee Montaigne. I was in South Africa on 9/11 in Zululand. And a village woman came up to me and said, "I'm sorry for your country." Turns out their national radio had started broadcasting NPR. And behind her, a yellow radio rested against a mud house next to a rooster. Sometimes, all you need in this world is the human voice. Thank you for listening to this NPR station.